Hey there. Ready to dive into something a little different today. We're talking tech, but not the kind that has you glued to a screen. This is about the invisible tech that keeps buildings actually working. We're taking a deep dive into a company called Tech Electronics. They've been around for over 60 years, and let me tell you, they've got their hands in some seriously important stuff.
It's fascinating how much we rely on these systems without even realizing it. Think about it. Fire alarms, security systems, even the PA system at your kid's school, it's all connected.
Okay, so paint the picture for us. What exactly does Tech Electronics do?
They're all about life safety and communication systems. And they don't just work with one type of building. They've got healthcare, government buildings, schools, you name it.
From what I gathered, they're based out of St. Louis, right? That's a pretty solid history for a tech company, especially in a field that's constantly changing.
61 years to be exact, and they've worked with over 23,000 clients in that time. What's interesting is they don't just roll out the same cookie-cutter solution for everyone. They tailor their systems to each building's specific needs.
That's a good point. I saw that mentioned somewhere. Most people probably wouldn't think about customizing something like a fire alarm system. So how do they actually do that? What makes their approach unique?
Well, instead of just selling a prepackaged system, they really dig deep into the building's function, the people inside, potential risks. It's a much more involved process. And that's reflected in their impressive employee tenure, too. Their average employee sticks around for 10 years, which is
Yeah.
practically unheard of in the tech world.
10 years. Wow, that says a lot about their company culture. You'd think a company with that much experience would just be set in their ways, but they seem to be all about adapting to the latest tech.
Exactly. And their tagline, "The power of connection and protection," really gets at the heart of it. They understand that technology should be working behind the scenes to make our lives safer and more connected, not more complicated.
Okay, so let's unpack their services a bit. We know they handle fire alarms and security systems, but what else falls under that umbrella?
Well, think about the things that keep a building running smoothly. Communication systems, public safety features, even things like nurse call buttons in hospitals. They handle it all. And more importantly, they make sure those systems stay up and running.
That's where the managed services come in, right? So it's not just a one-time installation. They're actively monitoring and managing these systems over time.
Right. They even offer 24/7 monitoring from their UL-listed central station. This means they can often spot potential issues and address them remotely before they even become problems. Think of it like having a tech guardian angel looking out for your building.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So instead of just reacting when something breaks, they're taking a more proactive approach. But what about the stuff that can't be fixed remotely? I imagine there are times when you need someone on site.
You're absolutely right, and they emphasize that. They have a whole team of certified technicians ready to be dispatched for hands-on support. So whether it's a faulty wire, a software glitch, or just routine maintenance, they've got boots on the ground, so to speak.
So it sounds like they've got all the bases covered, from the initial design and installation to the ongoing maintenance and support. It's a much more comprehensive approach than most people would probably expect.
And that's probably why they've been so successful. They're not just selling technology, they're selling peace of mind. Knowing that these critical systems are being handled by experts allows everyone else to focus on what they do best.
This focus on long-term support is especially interesting when you consider how quickly technology changes. What good is a cutting-edge system if it's already outdated in a few years?
Exactly. And that's another area where Tech Electronics seems to excel. They offer a range of subscription services, so clients can ensure their systems are always up to date and evolving alongside their needs.
So it's not just about fixing what's broken, it's about anticipating future needs and adapting to those changes.
Precisely. It's a much more proactive and sustainable approach to managing technology, which is something I think we can all appreciate.
Okay, so we've got a good handle on their history, their approach, and the range of services they provide. But now I'm curious about the who. Who are these clients they're working with?
Well, that's the fascinating part. Their reach is incredibly diverse. We're talking healthcare facilities, educational institutions, government buildings, even commercial spaces.
So it's not just one specific type of building or industry. They're working across a wide spectrum of sectors.
They are, and I think that speaks to their ability to adapt and tailor their solutions. After all, a hospital has very different needs than a school or a manufacturing plant.
That makes a lot of sense. But how about we dive into some specific examples? Seeing their work in action might help us better understand what they actually do.
Absolutely, because their portfolio is full of interesting projects. Let's start with your work in the construction sector, shall we? It's one thing to outfit an existing building with tech, but they're often brought in during the construction phase itself.
Wow, so they're literally integrating these systems into the very foundation of these buildings.
Exactly. It's a much more integrated approach, and it ensures that technology is considered from day one rather than being tacked on as an afterthought.
And that probably leads to a more seamless and efficient outcome in the long run.
Exactly. It's like weaving technology into the very fabric of the building, creating a truly intelligent and connected environment. It is, and it highlights a key aspect of their work, thinking ahead. But it's not just about future-proofing. It's about understanding the unique demands of each sector they work with. Take healthcare, for example.
Yeah, hospitals have to be ready for anything. What kind of role does tech electronics play in that environment?
Well, their work in healthcare goes beyond your typical security cameras and fire alarms. They handle things like nurse call systems, patient monitoring systems, even specialized communication networks for emergency rooms.
So they're dealing with systems that directly impact patient care and safety. That's a whole other level of responsibility.
It is, and they seem to approach it with a deep understanding of the critical nature of these systems. For instance, they were recently involved in a major upgrade of the nurse call system at Mercy Hospital.
Oh yeah, I read about that. What was the challenge there?
The hospital wanted to improve response times and communication between patients and caregivers. Tech Electronics came in and implemented a completely new system that allows patients to connect with nurses directly, and it integrates with the hospital's existing communication network.
So it's not just about installing new hardware, it's about making sure those systems integrate seamlessly with everything else.
Exactly. And the results speak for themselves. After the new system was in place, Mercy Hospital saw a significant decrease in response times and a noticeable improvement in patient satisfaction scores.
That's pretty impressive. It sounds like they're really focused on how these technologies can actually improve people's lives, not just make them look fancy.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about using technology to solve real-world problems, not just ticking boxes. And that brings us to another interesting aspect of their work, their involvement in the government sector.
Okay, government buildings, you know, we're talking top-notch security when it comes to those projects.
Absolutely, but it's not just about keeping things secure. It's about ensuring the smooth operation of critical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Think about courthouses, government offices, even something like the Missouri State Capitol. Building these places need to be operational and secure day in and day out.
So what did they do with the Capitol building?
They were brought in to upgrade the entire fire alarm system. Now, you might think a fire alarm is a fire alarm, but it gets pretty complex when you're talking about a building of that size, historical significance.
I can imagine you can't exactly go drilling holes and running wires everywhere in a historic landmark.
Exactly. They had to design a system that met modern safety standards while respecting the building's architectural integrity. They ended up installing a state-of-the-art addressable fire alarm system.
Addressable? I'm not familiar with that term.
It basically means that each device in the system, each smoke detector, each alarm, each pull station, has its own unique address, kind of like an IP address for your computer. This allows the system to pinpoint the exact location of a potential fire.
Wow, so instead of just knowing there's a fire somewhere in the building, they know exactly which room it's in.
Precisely. It allows for a much faster and more targeted response, which can be critical in minimizing damage and ensuring everyone's safety.
That's incredible. It's a perfect example of how seemingly small technological advancements can have a huge impact in the real world.
It really is. And this focus on precision and reliability is also evident in their work with the education sector.
Schools. That's another area where safety and security are paramount.
Absolutely. And it's not just about keeping kids safe from intruders. It's about creating an environment where they feel secure and supported so they can focus on learning.
That makes sense. So how does Tech Electronics approach those projects differently?
Well, one thing that stands out is their focus on communication and accessibility. They've done a lot of work with school districts to implement things like integrated PA systems, classroom amplification systems, and even assistive listening devices for students with hearing impairments.
So it's about making sure everyone in the school community has access to the information and resources they need. It sounds like they're really taking a holistic approach to these projects.
They are. And one example that really highlights this is their work with the Francis Howell School District.
I remember you mentioning that earlier. They handled security upgrades for 23 schools, right? That's no small feat.
It wasn't. They installed new security cameras, access control systems, and visitor management systems across all those campuses. But what's interesting is they didn't just install the technology and walk away.
So they were involved in the implementation and training as well.
They were. They worked closely with the school district to develop a comprehensive security plan, train staff on how to use the new systems, and even provided ongoing support to ensure everything was running smoothly.
It's like they become partners with their clients, not just vendors.
Exactly. They understand that technology is only as good as the people who use it, so they're invested in making sure their clients are equipped with the knowledge and support they need to utilize these systems effectively. And that's a key differentiator in an industry that's often criticized for being impersonal and technical.
It really is. They're not just installing boxes. They're building relationships and empowering their clients to take control of their technological infrastructure. But let's not forget about the other side of the coin, the fun stuff. They also handle communication and entertainment systems, right?
They do. We've talked a lot about safety and security, but they also play a big role in creating engaging and enjoyable experiences in places like sports arenas, concert halls, and even houses of worship.
Okay, now that's something I can get behind. Tell me more about these fun projects. What are we talking about here? Giant video walls, concert quality sound systems.
Oh, you name it, they've probably done it. Their portfolio is full of impressive projects, from high-tech audiovisual systems for corporate boardrooms to massive LED video walls for sports stadiums. And let's not forget about their expertise in designing and installing professional sound systems for performance venues.
Okay, so they're not just about keeping people safe, they're about creating memorable experiences.
They are. And what's really interesting is how they often find ways to blend these different aspects of their work together.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. A well-designed audiovisual system can be just as important for communicating emergency information in the stadium as it is for amplifying a concert. They understand that these systems need to be versatile and reliable, whether they're being used for entertainment or for critical communication.
That's a really good point. It's about striking that balance between functionality and engagement. And it seems like Tech Electronics has found a way to do both really well. But I'm curious, with all this talk about technology, do they ever run into challenges, you know, like unforeseen obstacles or situations where the tech just isn't cooperating?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Every project has its own unique set of challenges, especially when you're dealing with technology. But that's where their experience and expertise really shine through. They've been doing this for over 6 decades, so they've pretty much seen it all.
So they're not afraid of a challenge?
Not at all. In fact, I think they thrive on it. It's that ability to adapt and problem solve that sets them apart. And I'm sure they have some pretty interesting stories about those challenging projects.
Speaking of stories, we've talked a lot about their approach and their work, but I'm curious about the why behind it all. What motivates them to do what they do?
That's a great question. To really understand their motivation, we need to take a closer look at their company culture and their commitment to their employees. After all, a company is only as good as its people.
That's a perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive. Let's shift gears and explore what makes Tech Electronics tick from the inside out.
It really is all about the people.
Right. You can have the coolest tech in the world, but without the right team to, you know, design it, install it, and keep it running, it's basically useless. So what's their secret sauce? What makes their company culture different?
Well, one thing that jumps out is their focus on employee development. They're big on training and certification programs, making sure their team is always up to date on the latest technologies and industry best practices.
So they're investing in their employees' futures.
They are. And that not only benefits the employees themselves, but it also, you know, translates into better service and expertise for their clients. A win-win.
And probably contributes to that impressive employee retention rate we talked about earlier. People tend to stick around when they feel valued and supported.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical skills. They also emphasize things like teamwork, communication, and problem solving. They want their employees to be well-rounded and adaptable, able to handle whatever challenges come their way.
Which makes sense considering the nature of their work. Every project is different, so their team needs to be able to think on their feet and come up with creative solutions.
Precisely. And it seems like they foster a culture of collaboration and innovation where everyone feels empowered to contribute their ideas and expertise.
It's like they're building a team of tech superheroes, each with their own unique skills and experiences, ready to swoop in and save the day.
I like that analogy. And I think it speaks to their commitment to excellence. They're not content with just being good enough. They're always striving to be the best at what they do. And that shows in everything from their attention to detail to their dedication to customer satisfaction.
Well, that's something I think we can all appreciate, a company that takes pride in their work and genuinely cares about their clients. But it's more than just good business practice, isn't it? There's a human element to this as well. Their work impacts people's lives in a very real way.
Absolutely. Think about the peace of mind they provide. Knowing that the fire alarm system in your child's school is up to code and meticulously maintained, that's priceless. Or the feeling of security you get, knowing that the security system in your office building is keeping you safe. These aren't just systems. They represent safety, security, and connectivity for real people.
It's about creating spaces where people feel comfortable, secure, and empowered. It's about using technology to enhance lives, not just automate them. And I think that's a really powerful message.
It is, and it's a message that's often lost in the hustle and bustle of the tech world, where everything is about the latest gadget or the newest software update. Tech Electronics reminds us that technology has the power to make a real difference in people's lives, even in the most subtle ways.
It's the technology that works quietly in the background, the unsung heroes of our built environment. And that brings us back to the heart of our deep dive, the idea of invisible technology, the things we rely on every day without even realizing it.
It's easy to overlook these systems, to take them for granted. But the truth is, they play a critical role in our lives. And companies like Tech Electronics deserve credit for not only designing and installing these systems, but for ensuring they continue to function flawlessly day after day, year after year.
It's a testament to their commitment to excellence, their dedication to their clients, and their passion for using technology to make the world a safer, more connected, and more enjoyable place.
Well said. They've truly mastered the art of the invisible, and their work has a ripple effect that extends far beyond the walls of the buildings they service.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Tech Electronics, I think the biggest takeaway is this. The next time you're in a building and you hear that faint hum of the HVAC system or you see that blinking light on a security camera, take a moment to appreciate the invisible network of technology that's working behind the scenes to keep you safe, connected, and comfortable.
It's a world we often overlook, but it's a world worth exploring. And who knows, maybe this deep dive will inspire you to look a little closer at the technology that shapes your everyday experiences.
And if you're ever in need of a team of tech superheroes to design, install, or manage those systems, well, you know who to call.
Indeed you do. Tech Electronics, the power behind the invisible.
Until next time, stay curious.